eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory.
Oh, going to sing Father, I Adore You. Father, I adore you, and I lay my life before you. How I love you, Jesus, I adore. Be seated.
Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of your glory. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall, and he lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Father, we come to you this evening, and God, we thank you so much for who you are, for your greatness. Father, thank you for these words that you've given us. I think about, Father, how in the days of Abraham, when they did not have your written word, they had scrolls. And Father, how your word was rare, but we have it in abundance. And Father, we are not grateful for it. But Father, I thank you so much that your word teaches us of your greatness, of your glory. Father, even to think about how your spirit hovered over the earth when it was formless. And Father, scientists can do whatever and analyze whatever, and I don't understand it all, but Father, I know that your spirit is so powerful that it separated the waters. Father, it separated the land. It separated the waters above and below. Father, that you spoke the little seedlings and the plants and the gardens into existence. Father, how you made just the mountains. Father, I just imagine you crushing to form the mountains. And Father, how you dug the oceans deep. And Father, how you made so many different species of things that Father, only you could. Father, I know that the scientists call it the Big Bang, but Father, I happen to think it's the Big Banger that brings it together. And Father, how you pull it all together. Father, how everything, it is sustained by your word. Father, how the gravitational forces that are just right and how you have allowed us and the atmospheric pressures are such that we could survive in this climate, in this environment. And Father, to think that we can have an effect on it. Father, I just think that you are so powerful and we're so... Father, we are specks. We're like ants when we look at ourselves in the earth. And Father, this is what you have formed. And Father, this is only what we see. This is what our eyes and our minds can comprehend. Father, I just wonder and I imagine how your heaven, how the heaven that you reside in is. And Father, the streets of gold may be just... I don't know, Father. I don't think that it is just gold. It is so much more than gold. That gold is the only thing we can explain it as. Father, crystals are only the words that come to our mouth, but it is so much more than that. Father, that is who you are. And we come before you tonight, Father. We humbly bow before you. We're not worthy to even utter words through our lips, Father, of praising you. Father, we're not worthy to be the footstool for you, but yet you allow us, you usher us in your presence. Father, I thank you that you extend your royal scepter, that you have torn the curtain. Father, that you have created a relationship for us to call you Father. And I don't even fully understand all that, Father, but I know that it is you that has formed, it is you that has created, and it is you that has created this for us to enjoy as your children, as your sons and your daughters, Father, as heirs to your kingdom. And Father, I thank you so much for your word that teaches us so much. And Father, that we have read, many of us have read the Bible over and over again. And Father, even today we get more out of it as we read it. Father, we see your power. We see how you will dash those that oppose you. Father, how you will crush them. And Father, how you will lift us up, those that want to follow you, those that want to serve you, those that want to love you. And Father, you don't expect perfection out of us. You don't expect us to be right all the time, but God, you want us to be humble. You want us to just humbly come and lay ourselves before you. And Father, that is what we do tonight as we sing, as we worship, as we praise you. Father, may we connect. May we be one, Father. May our hearts be in tune with the Spirit. May our hearts literally have pipelines connected to your heart, Father, that we feel your blood in our veins, Father. Father, we pray so much for this evening to be glorifying to you. Father, that you look down, you see a shining light in which our prayers being brought up before you like a holy, like a fragrant offering. Father, like incense burning within this building, Father, I pray for that. God, thank you so much for this evening. God, thank you so much that we could come as brothers and sisters to worship you. Father, I pray that this evening is just a tremendous time of just honoring you, lifting you up, bringing glory to you, and bringing honor so much to you, Father. Father, we love you, and we lift up our unworthy words to you through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Father God, you really are amazing. As I studied out what adoration is, I was just amazed at how little I knew about how to adore you. I just thought that was an odd thing, to adore a God. I think about adoring babies and about adoring puppies and things that are little and pure, and yet, God, you're huge and pure. And God, just how you are so big, there's nothing that scares you. God, there's nothing that can challenge you. Nothing that is too powerful for you to fix. There's no mess that we can make that's too big for you. God, there's nothing that we can do that takes us too far from you that you can't reach us. Nothing so, I don't know, so unlike you that you can't change us, that you can't turn us around. God, I just think about how powerful you are and how you use dust to create us, and you breathe life into us. I think about the scripture that says that you give breath to the lion or the tiger, I can't remember, and then you take it away. It's just like that. We're alive 1 minute, and then we have no more breath, and we're dead. And yet, God, we're eternal like you. You made us just like you. God, it's so amazing how secure you are. I think if I were creating something, I'd want to make sure that it had to love me and it had to do all these things. And yet, God, you give us free will. And God, thank you so much for that, that we can mess up and you teach us. You don't just cast us aside. God, thank you for being a God that we can adore, a God that we can worship, that really is worthy of praise, that's worthy of our worship, that's worthy of our adoration, God. Help us to love you the way you love us, God. Thank you for just giving us life, for giving us everything you have. It's in your Son's name we pray.
Father, we do adore you. We want to understand how to adore you in a greater way. Father, we stand in awe of your creation and of your works, of your mighty hand, of the things that we see and the things that we understand from your scriptures that we don't see. And Father, we know that you're an omniscient God. Father, that you are all-knowing. You know everything. We know that you don't live in time or space or the things, the limits that we have in our life. Father, you're so far beyond those things. We praise you that you know what happened yesterday and you know what will happen tomorrow. Father, we can find comfort as Christians, as followers, and that you know and that you will take care of us and you'll walk with us through the light and through the dark times. Father, we praise you for being omnipresent. God, that you're here, that you can be with us, that you will worship with this small church in a small town in America, in a small country, in a larger world, in a greater universe. God, you know us. You know us individually. You are in our homes. You're in our hearts. You are at us with work. You are at us when we're at home. And wherever we go, Father, we praise you for your omnipotence. And Father, we praise you for your omnipresence. And Lord, we want to understand you better. We want to understand the love that you have. We praise you for your mercy. God, you're merciful. You're kind. Your love is unfailing, unlike anything that we understand. And maybe as we look at our children, we touch, we can at least consider for a moment how you feel about us. Thank you, Father, for that perfect love. Father, as David writes, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. God, thank you that you are our strength. Thank you that you would consider us, that you would love us as your children, despite the ways that we fall short, the lack of faith, the lack of true love that you have for us, the lack of our consistency in you. God, we stand in awe that you are a perfect Father. You work as a perfect mother figure in our lives, a perfect friend, and a perfect salvation that you offer us. Thank you, God, for who you are. In your Son's name.
We're going to sing a song, and then we'll go into confession. And we'll have someone come up and lead us off into prayer. And then if you'd like to come up and pray, you can pray. We'll have about three or four people come up and pray. And then we'll have another song, and we'll go through confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And then we'll have some announcements and a prayer and have a meal. We're going to sing Humble Yourselves. Humble Yourselves in the Sight of the Lord, song 104. Please stand.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. And He will lift you up. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Than when we first begun. So humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. So humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up, and He will lift you up. Amen.
Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Philippians 3:8. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Confession is the ultimate act of warfare, is that which we do against our sinful nature, that is our flesh. By lingering in the place of repentance, we militantly advance against the kingdom of darkness. In this step, rid yourselves of sinful nature and take on the nature of Christ. When you repent of a specific area, ask the Lord to clothe you in the opposite. Ask for joy instead of depression, humility instead of pride, pure love in the place of lust. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you, and God, we want to confess, Father, our sins. Me specifically, Father, I want to take responsibility for ways that I've fallen short. Father, I come before you, and you know, I was asked, I believe, to confess, Father, because of pride, because that would be the one that I would not have chose. Father, forgive me for my pride, for in any area, God, that I become prideful. Father, help me to fill myself with the humility that is mentioned in Philippians 2, that Christ the King took a place of someone who would be nailed on a cross to die for me. Father, help me to follow that example. Please forgive me for the ways that I fall short, and at times I'm arrogant, God, and you say that you hate arrogance and you're against arrogant and haughty people. Father, help me to take that to heart. Father, help me to apply it. Help me to work on my humility. Father, I ask and pray that you'll please forgive me for the times that I'm short and I'm rude with people, God, when I lack love. Father, help me to fill myself with Colossians 3:12, God, where you tell me to clothe myself with gentleness, with kindness, with compassion. Father, help me to be like Jesus, Father, and help me to clothe myself with those areas. Father, when I speak to my wife rudely, God, forgive me for today, God. I didn't take your spirit upon me, God, when I was struggling, I was hungry, and God, I snapped at my wife. Father, help me not to do that, God. Father, help me to see what you blessed me with. Father, help me to be, Father, gentle. Father, I pray that I could fill myself with that, God. Help me to speak kind words to people, Father. As you say that a kind word turns away wrath, God, that means that my harsh words bring wrath upon myself. Father, help me to heal people with my words, as you say that it's like honey to our bones, Father, and refreshment to our soul. Father, thank you so much for your grace. Thank you that I'm able to, Father, confess my sins to you, God, and that you give me another opportunity. I love you. I thank you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father, I love you. I love you with all my heart. And I thank you so much for the opportunity that you give us tonight to be in prayer, that we are not even, that I'm not even worthy, Father, to be standing here this evening and to even be speaking to you. But because of your love for me, Father, you have given your Son. That gives me the opportunity to be able to pray to you and to ask you for forgiveness, Father. I can be so arrogant. I can just go about the day just wanting to do my own will, wanting to do things the way I want to do them, and then frustrated because they don't work out well. Father, I ask that you please forgive me because I am prideful with you. You know, throughout the day, I forget what I have prayed about, what I have, you know, read that morning. Father, and it's arrogance, it's pridefulness. And my days lately have been that way. And I pray that you'll please forgive me for that. That I want you to look at me and be proud of me, to say that is my daughter and she is doing my will. Lord, I love you and I thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
While Ezra was praying and confessing, weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God, a large crowd of Israelites, men, women, and children gathered around him. They too wept bitterly. Now make confessions to the Lord, the God of your fathers, and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples around you and from your foreign wives. Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant. Your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's house, have committed against you. Father, I come before you this evening. And I want to confess I'm so sorry for the fear that I feel. Father, your word says that you've given us a spirit that's not of fear, but a spirit that's of power. A spirit that has self-discipline and is in control, self-control. And Father, I ask your forgiveness for the times that I allow your spirit to be quenched in my life. Father, I just feel it'd be so easy to talk about others or talk about what I should be doing to others. And God, I just want to take responsibility for where I quench your spirit in my life, where it's become my life and not yours. God, I pray so much to take your scriptures deeper in my life. I pray so much to live out your scriptures. Father, I feel your spirit calling me to say something, to open my mouth to people all of the time. And in my fear and in my own personal tiredness, I make excuses or I say, man, could I talk to one more person? Father, I ask your forgiveness. I ask your forgiveness for not living life to the full. Oh, I ask your forgiveness for the brothers in Minnesota that I didn't visit with because I just wanted time to myself. And I'm convicted because those are the same guys that reached out to me. Oh, there's so many areas in my life where I need to repent. And God, I pray that as your word says, that we can make a decision, we can change our minds. Father, I pray so much that you honor that. I pray so much for this year to be a year, God, that your will is done and that your things are accomplished. And Father, that mine or my fears or my laziness or my spiritual illness, they don't get in the way. Father, I must confess it's embarrassing to be up here and to pray these things. And God, I just pray that as we spend time together in prayer, Father, that you would purge the sinfulness out of my heart. Father, I pray that you would create in me a pure heart. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
God, as I hear the words militantly advancing against the kingdom of darkness, God, and what powerful words. I think about men like Paul, and I think about the disciples, and of course about Jesus and the conviction that they had to put God's word, your words, into practice. God, and the conviction that they displayed with their lives, God. And I look at my life and I can't say, God, that's the case. God, please forgive me, Father, for not advancing your kingdom, God, in my life. God, please forgive me for not having a deep conviction to put the words, your words, into practice as soon as they hit my heart. God, having an urgency to not only put them into practice, but to seek them out daily. God, and forgive me for my laziness, for my pride, for wanting Randy to be Lord. God, forgive me for not seeking the wisdom of the people you put in my life when making decisions, God. God, forgive me for not being patient and loving to my daughters, God, and to my wife. God, forgive me for not responding in a godly way, Father, when I know and even the Spirit puts it on my heart to respond in that way, and yet I selfishly respond differently. God, I ask for your forgiveness, God, and I ask for a different spirit, God, for humility, God, instead of pride, for security in times when I'm insecure. God, help me to be a student of your word, God, to study your word daily and to diligently put it into practice. God, to have that mindset, God, that I'm forcefully, God, and militantly advancing against the kingdoms of darkness. God, help my eyes to be open daily, God, to the lostness of people's souls around me. God, help my eyes to be open to my responsibility as a father to lead my wife spiritually. God, to lead my daughter spiritually, to set aside the times, God, to really be in the word with them and show them what it means to be a disciple and how to be a disciple. God, not only by my example, but in word and in truth, using your scripture, God. God, I pray for forgiveness and being critical, God, critical towards other disciples, God, critical towards the leadership, critical towards decisions, God, critical towards, God, when things don't turn out the way that I want them to turn out, God, help me to be, to seek the wisdom of others, God, and to have a, to seek and understand and to embrace the truth rather than fabricate scenarios in my head. God, I thank you so much for your son, Jesus. God, without him, I wouldn't be here and have this opportunity to even walk in the light. God, I love you so much and thank you. Amen.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. And Father, surely each and every one of us here tonight can say those words with David. And none more than me. And Father, I just too often feel like I have things together and only to find out that you know me better than I do. And Father, the truth is that too often I'm ruled by insecurity and fear. And Father, I know that I try to make up for that by doing a lot of stuff. As if I can do anything to deserve your praise. And I cannot. And it's only in Jesus, and it's only in Christ, will I ever be found worthy of anything. Father, I pray for your forgiveness, and I pray for the strength of your Spirit, God, to help me to overcome the insecurities, Father, and I really seek to be more disciplined in doing the things that I really need to be doing. Father, do not put things off. Father, I know each and every one of us wants so much for our lives to reflect your glory. And we fall so short. And it's only through your love and your mercy that we can stand before you at all. And we're grateful for the opportunity to come before you and pray. And it's in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen.
Okay, well, won't we all stand? And we're going to transition into our next phase, which is Thanksgiving. And a good song for that is Thank You, Lord. So,
Thank you, Lord, for loving me, and thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole and saving my soul. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let us all with one accord sing praises to Christ the Lord. Let us all unite in song and praise Him all day long. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Please reveal your will for me so I can serve you for eternity. Use my life in every way. Take hold of it today. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Amen.
We always thank God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. We always thank God for all of you mentioning you in our prayers. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. I urge you then, first of all, that request, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. Speak to the Lord of the times He showed His faithfulness, or journal in a notebook about the times you saw Him move. This is a time of reflection and meditation. Do not ask the Lord for anything yet. Just thank Him for what He has already done, and remember the work of the Lord in every area of your life. In your home, your work, your business, your family, and your church. God, thank you so much that you allowed me to be a disciple. Father, when I think back to how hard-headed I was, how many opportunities I had to come to you, and how long I ran from you, and I sought the world. I lived in darkness. I wallowed in it, and I loved it. But you were patient. You were gracious. You were merciful. You spared me time and time again. I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for the people that you had put in my life to reach out to me. They were the perfect people. They were the exact people that needed to reach out to me. Thank you so much for Todd and his patience. Thank you so much for his fearlessness. And thank you for the way that he grew up that made him able to embrace the challenge of reaching out to me. Father, thank you so much for Don Tappan and his gumption to get in there and to tell me the truth and to be fearless. And then to be able to love me in such a way that I'd never been loved in the world before. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to serve as a minister. God, thank you so much for the opportunity to have served as a minister for the years that I've been able to. And to be able to travel and to do different things and to meet incredible disciples. Father, thank you so much for the people that you've allowed me to meet that have been a part of training and embracing me. It's all from you, and I'm grateful. Father, thank you so much for the leadership team that you have here. Thank you so much for Ken and Lana, and thank you so much for Bruce and Laura. Thank you so much for my wife. God, I'm grateful to have a wife and to have two children, two healthy children. Father, those are things that I didn't deserve, I didn't earn, I had no right to. And when I think about my life before Jesus, God, I hadn't even expected those things. I expected to die in darkness. And God, I'm so thankful to be able to be with brothers and sisters right now and to be praying and thanking you, Father, for how you were working in my life when I was born. God, thank you so much for the fellowship. Thank you so much for the family that you allowed Wendy and I to be a part of here in Wichita. God, we're so grateful. Father, it's all because of you. There's nothing that we've done. There's nothing that we've deserved other than death and darkness. But your mercy, your grace has shined through in a great way. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, dear Heavenly Father, I just can't thank you enough for so many of the things that you've done for me in the last 6 months, and just all of the answered prayers with my mom and her heart surgery and the shattered shoulder and that surgery and everything, and just being able to have her home after 3 months in the hospital and all that. Lord, thank you so much for the prayers that so many of my brothers and sisters here put up for my mom, for me, for everything. I could not, you know that I could not have done it without them. Thank you so much for the relationships that so many of us have been able to build throughout the years, and for the opportunities that we get for the future. Lord, thank you so much for the for always providing for us, for the jobs that so many of us have now and for the jobs that are to come. Thank you so much for giving us hope. Thank you so much for allowing us to repent, allowing us to change, allowing us to be moldable. Thank you so much for the examples that we have within the kingdom. Not only the ones here at the church, but throughout the churches in the country and worldwide. Thank you so much for just the everlasting friendships and relationships that make up your kingdom, and the love that we get from those. Those are the things that I cherish the most, and I just I thank you so much for all of that, Lord. In your Son's name, amen.
Thank you for just everything that that we have, and you know, just everything that we have, even though we don't know some of the stuff that we need to thank you for. I thank you for it anyways, God. And you, thanks for giving us just yourself, your wisdom, you know, guiding us through our life. And, well, you know, everything else that we need to be thankful for, even if we don't know it yet, God. We just, well, I thank you for everything we have, my mom, my dad, and my cousins, you know, my church family in this church, God. And I just thank you again for everything that we have, amen.
Song. My brother prayed for me, had me on his mind, took a little prayer and prayed for me. He got down on his knees. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. My sister prayed for me, got down on her knees, took a little time and prayed for me. She got down on her knees. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. My church prayed for me, got there on her mind, took a little time and prayed for me. They got down on their knees. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. My Jesus prayed for me.
He got me on his mind, took a little time and prayed for me. He got down on his knees, I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me.
Amen.
Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Ephesians 4, verse 13. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Heavenly Father, I just come before you right now, and after hearing my brothers and sisters utter words of adoration, confession, and thanksgiving, God, I just come before you, and you know, who am I to ask for anything, Father? And God, I just as I come before you, and I utter words of supplication, Father, I just want to thank you, Father, for just being your disciple, God, just to be able to have the ability, God, to speak to you and to ask for things, Father, God. You want us as your children to ask in the Spirit, Father, and some things that I really just want to pray for, Father. I want to pray that we can strengthen the church, Father, God, that each one of us can take a responsibility for each for our families, God, for our for each brother and sister here tonight, even the ones that couldn't make it tonight, Father, God, that we can make decisions to strengthen the church, God, to encourage the church. God, I pray for wisdom. Father, I pray that you can give us wisdom, God, is not from the world. God, the world does not understand your wisdom. And I really pray for that, Father. I pray pray for peace. Peace that passes understanding, Father. God, a peace that when we come to you in the morning, in any time that we come before you in prayer, God, that you just shower us with your peace, Father. That you shower us with your patience. I also want to pray for just for a deeper love, God, that we can have a deeper love for each other, Father, God, and for discipline, God, that we can just step it up to the next level, God, that we can have discipline in our lives, Father, and in all these things, God, I also pray that we can walk, talk, think, and live just like your Son, Father. And this day, God, that we are praying and fasting as we're hungering and thirsting, God, I pray that we can hunger and thirst for you even more, God. And those are the things that I pray for, Father. I love you. I thank you for this time. And we pray this in your Son's name. Amen.
My prayer is not for them alone. I also pray for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father. Just as you and I are, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. And I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. God, as we begin to wrap up this time, Father, we pray so much for the body here. Father, we pray so much for there to be a unity, for there to be a love that's seen by others, and there's nothing other than that can be said than Jesus is there. Amen. Father, we lift up those that are going through difficult times with employment, difficult times in their marriages, difficult times in their child rearing, difficult times at school, difficult times on campus. Father, difficult times as a single. Father, we lift up all of your people. And we pray, Father, collectively for those that have lost loved ones. We pray, Father, that your Spirit would intercede and would bring about a great comfort, a peace, a power, and a strength. Father, we lift up specifically Dale and Denise Ringer. God, we pray for you to strengthen them at this time. We pray that you to give them for you to give them an extra dose of your courage. Father, we pray for Ken and Lana and for the Johnson and Tovar family. God, we pray so much for your Spirit to provide a deep, deep comfort, Father. God, we lift up our teens. We pray, Father, for them that you protect them at school. We pray, Father, that you would build their relationships. We pray, Father, for their parents. God, we pray to not just be a teen ministry, Father. We pray so much to be a youth and family ministry. Father, we pray to be a family church. God, we pray to be that unity, Father, that you have ordained for us to have through Jesus. God, we lift up the Hoyles as they're about to move and they're going through all these different things and trying to sell their home and all these things. Father, you know what's going on in their lives. You know what they need, Father. We pray so much for them. Father, we pray for those in need of jobs. We pray for those in need of your Spirit. We pray for those in need of self-control. We pray, Father, in Jesus' name, for this year to be a breakout year for you in our lives. God, we pray that you would guide and direct us. We pray, Father, to be close. God, I'm so thankful for brothers like Bruce and just his deep love for your kingdom, his deep love for the brothers. Father, thank you so much for all of these people here, all of these brothers and sisters. Thank you for this family. We are so grateful to be a part of your family, a part of your team, the ones that will win in the end. God, we pray so much for the lost. We pray for boldness. Father, we pray for tact. We pray, Father, to be fearless. Father, we pray so much, God, that our lives would tell your story. God, we pray for those that are studying the Bible. Father, we pray for those that are considering studying the Bible. Father, we pray for those that are in need of discipling in their marriages. Father, we pray for discipling to run rampant in our church, in your church. Amen. God, we lift up this time. There are so many things that need to be prayed for, but we're grateful for your Holy Spirit that intercedes in prayers and is in direct accordance with your will. Father, we, the Wichita Church, your people, want to do your will. Father, we pray that you'd use us in a great way. Father, we pray that as we move in different events, as we move in whatever we move in, God, that we move as one man. God, we thank you in advance because we see in your word what Jesus prayed to you about and what Jesus wanted for those that would believe after the disciples. And we know what you want for us. Father, we're ready. And we thank you so much for this time to be together. We pray that you bless this food that we're about to receive in the fellowship, Father. Please help us to throw off anything that hinders. And be united and love you as one. We thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to drop a couple of announcements on us. And then we'll have a final song and we'll go have a meal in there. Amen. Oh, man. Okay. So Saturday morning, we're going to meet at 9:30 for a continental breakfast. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to have our first class session. And then we'll take a break at 11:15. And there'll be snacks in the fellowship hall. Amen. And then at 11:30, we'll have our next class. And then at 12:30, we'll have lunch by family groups. Amen? Amen. We'll have lunch by family groups. Guys, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go in here and we're going to break this fast.
and have some great fellowship. And I really appreciate you guys coming out and working with us and praying together. Continue to pray for this to be an incredible year in Jesus. Amen? We'll have a final song, and we'll head on over to the fellowship hall.
So I'll be standing. We're going to sing Love Lifted Me. If you're not familiar with this song, it's number 414 in your book. And if you are familiar with this song, it's still number 414 in the book.
Okay.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to Him I give, ever to Him I cling. In His blessed presence live, ever His praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul this song. Faithful, loving service to Him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows His will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Amen. You're dismissed.